This is the time of the year that you recalibrate your roster, you recalibrate your football team. Whether you're a 4-12 team or a 13-3 team, you're going to go through this process. And the process has started in Atlanta. We added Gabe Kiremi, who was in Tampa last year. We feel like he gives us flexibility on the offensive side of the football to play both guard and tackle. He was a former first-round draft pick. We're hoping that he will play to that level this year. We were the 32nd team in the league in terms of rushing this year. It's definitely an area that we have to improve on. Steven Jackson, unfortunately, was injured in the second game of the season. I don't think we really got a chance to see what Steven is capable of doing until the last three or four games. We have to improve our running game, and it starts with winning the line of scrimmage. That is an area that will be an emphasis point for us, not only to be able to run the football, but to protect our quarterback. Desmond made the all-rookie team this season. He was very productive. He played almost every snap of his rookie season. He's an outstanding competitor, and having him get that experience in year one is just going to pay dividends for us in year two and year three. He is one of the more physical corners that I've been around. He's very smart, having two brothers that have played in the league in front of him, so he understands what being a professional football player is. I thought Robert Alford, when he had the opportunity to play significantly in the second half of the season, did an outstanding job. So we've got two young corners that have the skill set and the traits that we are looking for in the corner position for Coach Nolan and his defensive staff. We've got an opportunity to have extensive interviews with 110 guys already, so we feel we have a big advantage than the other 30 teams. I think us in Jacksonville got to, you know, get an advantage. And every coach that I talked to talked about the draft after they spent their week in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, felt like they had their best draft. So we're looking forward to, going through the rest of this process. Roddy, the last two or three games got close to being 100%. You're never 100% in the National Football League at the end of the season. Roddy fought through a very difficult ankle injury through the first eight or nine games of the season, and then he had a hamstring injury that he was dealing with in the second half of the season. He ended up at the end of the season playing close to the level that we've are used to seeing Roddy White play. Julio Jones was having a monster year when he was injured in week four or week five. He had 41 catches. He was on pace to have one of the all-time receivers years in the history of the NFL. Both of those guys have been working with our athletic performance staff and our training staff. I saw both of them on Monday in the training room. They're working hard. Again, our focus is going to be not to get them back as quickly as we can. Our focus is to make sure that they're going to be ready to go in September. That will be our number one goal.